Today is a great day for a car wash.
Yeah, sure. Car wash. This is the car wash on Sokola Duma Radio. Sizohlangana khona.
Good day and welcome to the car wash. I am your host, Slu Paho. This is technically episode 19 of the car wash, but it doesn't feel right not having Tekumudise and Sean Roberts by my side as usual. And that is because the coronavirus outbreak means that we can't record in studio as usual. We are, however, working on a way where we can all do the show from home. So stay tuned. We will be able to present that option very, very soon. In the meantime, we're going to give you some highlights from previous episodes. We're going to start with pole position. It's only right that we connect with you guys once more. Pole position is the show where we reach out to you guys on Facebook. We ask you a question and we ask you to send in voice notes. It's always about local football and you guys have never disappointed us. So we start with that. Here are some highlights from previous episodes, topics that we've discussed about local football. Hope you guys enjoy it. Stay safe out there and enjoy the show.
Sokola Duma Radio.
We shall move on. It's time for pole position.
Who's pole?
Pole position.
Yeah, buddy. I like that. So pole position is where we ask the fans a question and we ask them to send in voice notes with their opinions. This time I asked, who will catch Kaizer Chiefs in the league? Who can catch Kaizer Chiefs? Who's best positioned to catch Kaizer Chiefs? And this is what you guys had to say.
None of those teams will be able to catch Kaizer Chiefs.
The impossible might happen. SuperSport, Orlando Pirates, Vets, and Mamelodi Sundowns, they are at the chances. Chance should be a miracle for them.
None has a chance to catch up on Amakhosi.
Chiefs could win the league, and the easiest way that they could win the league is by grinding about 16 points from the remaining 11 games.
Pirates, SuperSport, Vets, Sundowns, I don't see any catching Chiefs.
Kaizer Chiefs has a tough assignment to fulfill, given a lead of mere 10 points margin. Considering current forms of mentioned teams, all stand chance to catch up with Kaizer Chiefs.
It's similar events. We sing a corner, Gwenza Loco, the Pirates in a corner. Bonk engine, the Sundowns, we should have a small tree in a corner. God is dependent on the Chiefs as well.
The best team that can catch Kaizer Chiefs at the moment is Sundown. Most of the time, they are consistent, their players, job quality.
There is no team that can catch Kaizer Chiefs. All the teams that are chasing Kaizer Chiefs are not consistent.
Interesting.
Interesting. So,
mixed bag. I expected a lot of Chiefs fans to come out and be like, nobody.
I agree with what the one guy said.
They know,
said,
they know what
all,
it is.
All the teams have a possibility. That's how unpredictable the Absa Premiership is. What I do agree is with the one gentleman said about Sundowns. I think that is the only team in terms of consistency. I still think Chiefs have a couple of games in them where they're going to lose very surprisingly. I do feel that. I do feel they've got the capability of conceding unnecessary goals at unnecessary times. So if there is anybody, it's Sundowns in my eyes.
I mean, the case for each is interesting. Pirates just recently found a hot streak of form. We don't know how long that'll last necessarily. You know, Vitz just got knocked out of the CAF Confed Cup. They have four games in hand on Chiefs. If they win all four of those, they're 2 points behind Chiefs, but that's a big task to ask. You know, Sundowns are Sundowns. Who do you pick? If I was a betting man, I wouldn't know what to do. Deco.
Hey, it's tough, ne? For me, it's
the sports better.
I think Chiefs, for football sense, for football to make sense, and my heart of heart wants Kaizer Chiefs to win the league, but not with 10 points. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But I know for a fact that the way the Chiefs have been playing and the way actually they played against Arrows, that will open another avenue for the teams to actually strategize how to play against Chiefs. And I don't think they've been tested in that way. And they might face more problems than just that game. So we'll see. But I see Mamelodi Sundowns catching up. Bidvest, of course, catching up. And I see it going down to the last game, actually.
I hope so.
Yeah, that will be interesting. You know, I just want Kaizer Chiefs to win just to say, you know what, we worked so hard after so many years. There's a beautiful story behind it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But of course, they'll be annoying, the billboards and what. They'll be annoying. But I just want them to win for the sake of that so that it can change the dynamics of the league next season, you know. We also want to see other teams dominating more than not just Sundowns. Mm. You know, you also want to see Vets there.
It's good for the league.
It's good for the league. And yeah, every team wants to strengthen up next season. So it's going to be very, very interesting. But it's just that for Chiefs, they've got so much to lose, you know, and
then 10, that could play against them.
And
right?
10 points, my friend.
It's not a lot.
It's because I remember also at with Mamelodi Sundowns when we were there, we were 10 points behind. 10 points behind. We won all the games and won the league.
Mm.
Kaizer Chiefs was the one as well. I think it was Kaizer Chiefs on top. Mm. We won the league. We beat them.
What year was that?
My first league. We beat them 1-0 at that FNB Stadium. The one that scored on center line. It was
what
an intention.
Year was that?
I think I know. Friend,
do your homework. You were telling me I didn't do my homework.
I think it was 13-14.
Chief. The first league cup for Mamelodi Sundowns when 13, Pizza 13. Was there. Thank you very much. You are not there. You were in Bali relaxing, drinking Corona.
Really,
I actually was.
Exactly. I see. Was. So now we were 10 points behind. But the conversation wasn't at the team that, guys, we need to win all these games to win the league.
Mm.
We were saying we need to play Champions League next season.
Right.
So therefore, let's play to put ourselves in a better position to play Champions League next season.
Mm.
Only to find that we won every single game until the end of the season. The only game that we never won was the last game after we won the league.
Mm.
The last game we played against Maritzburg and we drew.
Yeah.
Other than that, that's what I'm saying. That Chiefs
so you won with the game in hand.
Yeah, we won with the game in hand. I'm just saying, Kaizer Chiefs have been in this situation before.
Yeah.
Of course, they know what it takes. But I think if they continue with the way they've been playing and, you know, with the team effort and all that stuff, they stand a better chance.
Yeah.
But they're not convincing when they play. Mm. You know, you're not looking at the team like, these are the champions.
They're very beatable.
Exactly. Yeah. They're very beatable. And for the fact that you're struggling against your Black Leopards, you're struggling against your Irish, you should be cruising on those, you know?
Yeah.
I think if Chiefs were winning 2-0, 3-0, you'll be saying, you know what, it's done, guys. Just put the champagnes in the fridge and, you know, let's wait for that moment. But I think there's so many teams that are coming up. Like you said, Orlando Pirates is coming up. SuperSport, most definitely, they'll raise their hands. Bidvest has a huge task in them as well. So they'll try and maximize on the games in hand. So it'll be very, very interesting. But I want Chiefs to win, maybe by a point, not 10 points.
Yeah, last day.
We wouldn't hear from Bobby.
That'll be sick.
Up next, we have pole position.
Pole position.
Pole position is where we ask our listeners on Facebook a topical question of the week. This time around, we asked who will win the PSL Footballer of the Season award come May, and this is what they had to say.
I'll go for Cardozo.
Mango.
Kokota Piano.
Tambazwani. Some interesting thoughts there. Lebogang Manyama, a clear front runner there, I'd say, from the poll. But from there, let's go into Deco and Sean, your top five PSL players.
Yeah, I'll start with mine. I'm going to go Nurkovic.
Number five.
Actually, I haven't put a number on it, but I mean, let's just go to the five and I'll tell you why. Nurkovic, I think just what he's brought this season, unbelievable. Mango for Pirates. He said he's going to score 15 goals in public. He's on 14. He's got to be there.
Yep.
I put Daniel Akpai because as a goalkeeper, he got a lot of stick in the beginning of the season.
Mm-hmm.
To bounce back the way he's done in a massive team like Chiefs, he deserves to be there. And Dile Jali, I've got him there because he surprised us all. I still believe he's a bit of a ticking time bomb in terms of what could possibly happen outside of football. And possibly a surprise one, but Roshan Derick, the centre-back for Maritzburg, I think he's been phenomenal for them.
Mm.
So that is my top five in no specific order. Those are my five players.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I've got my extra two there. Can I throw in there? So I've got Ntuli for Amazulu.
You've got white privileges, so go
thank
on.
You. Thank you, sir. Thank you. I've got Ntuli for Amazulu because he scored so many goals for a team.
Yep.
And Manyama, I've got as well.
I was about to say, no mention of Lebo Manyama there. And Deco, your top five.
There's Nukovic.
Mm-hmm.
There's Amango.
Just check, and, is he making it up? Or
and there's Memela.
I think I see a list there.
Memela.
Okay, yeah.
And then there's Zwani.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's five, ne?
That's four?
No, I said Mango, Memela, Zwani, Nukovic, and Manyama.
Oh, did you say Manyama?
Yeah, that's five. So now, I'm not going to...
Rank.
No, I'm not going to rank them, but I just want to speak about the Mango and Memela issue. You know, it's... For Memela to actually play that, I never knew that he can play the position that he's playing now. Mm. and
his ability to turn.
Exactly. Yeah. So he's good. Got a pass. And that's a position that most players in South Africa, we struggle to find.
Mm.
The player that can play at the 10 and actually turn and be able to give the final pass.
Correct.
We struggle to get that. That,
but usually the fact parking that, backwards or,
yeah,
or,
yeah.
Or
yeah, you know,
sideways.
They always play sideways. Mm. For the fact that he does this every week, I mean, it's amazing. And of course, Mango, you know, he puts where the mouth in there. Where he is. He said he's going to score 15. He's on 14 already. So he looks like he might take the top goal scorer of the season if he continues the way that he does. But also he needs to stay disciplined on the pitch because he's always forever gets yellow card unnecessarily.
Yeah, you know? He's missing Pirates' Nedbank Cup clash on the weekend.
2000 exactly.
Yeah.
So now you got also your Zwane. The reason why Zwane is because I know that whenever he's not playing at Sundowns,
struggle.
A different team, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now for actually to be a player that carries so many superstars in one team, it takes a lot.
Mm.
And for the fact that Zwane is a very mellow guy, quiet guy, goes on about his business.
Disciplined. You know,
he's got a big heart. I mean, it's we've seen so many players crumble in that situation. Mm. For him to be actually doing that week in, week out, whether it's
and
Champions
improving.
League. And improving, whether it's Champions League, whether it's domestic, is amazing.
Mm. Yeah.
So, I mean, Manyama... It's I think it's important in Kaizer Chiefs' role, the way they play, you know, when and in transition, whatever, after winning the ball, they always look to give the ball to Manyama. Manyama is the one that actually starts those moves.
Yeah.
And it's just a pity. I've never seen Kaizer Chiefs this in playing when Manyama is not there.
Yeah.
But it's just that they always look good when Manyama is on the ball because he drives the ball in. He always finds spaces. That's why he created so many goals. And he's exciting to watch. And he scored an important goal.
Yeah.
You know, that was a very, very important goal. And Nukovic is amazing.
Mm.
So for me, player of the year should be between Nukovic and Mango. You know, it'll be very interesting to see for once. Let's have a top goal scorer be a player of the year. The last time we had this was Nosiabonga Nomvet.
Yeah.
You know, so it'll be very, very interesting to see foreigners actually coming back and being football of the year. So it'll be very dope.
Yeah, you know? Mango's from?
Malawi.
Malawi.
Yeah.
Malawi. And then Nurkovic is Croatian, right? Serbian.
Serbian. Eastern European.
So the Serbian. Yeah. It's an interesting one. I think for the first time, last season, I felt like Lorch was a shoe-in for the award.
Mm.
Like he was like kind of the runaway favorite. He also won a different award. I think he won player of the season as well. Walked away with like 450,000 from that night.
Mm.
But this time around, I think it's a lot more tight. Like there's
which
there's
is options. Cool. Yeah. I said last week, how many times have we seen the PSL where we're sitting at the halfway mark and there's five or six players that are over 10 goals?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Or close to 10 goals. It hasn't happened in years.
Also, it would be so great to see a Football of the Year come in the next season and win it again.
Yes.
Yes.
Consistency. That's big match temperament, which is what we lack in this country.
So you see a Football of the Year once and then boom, gone. Then the next season is another one. You're not even a nominee. At least be a nominee. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Try, fight it. Fight so hard so that you can retain your title. But I guess it's tough, dude.
And to remind everyone, Teko is the right person to call everyone out on that because last player to do it back-to-back.
Thank you.
Was the great
Teko Modise. I want to thank my family, my trainer.
Doggy. Big doggy.
It's time for pole position.
Pole position.
Pole position is where we ask the fans their opinions on stories in the PSL, in local football. And we asked fans, has Orlando Pirates' season been a success or a failure, all things considered?
I mean, I'm going to Pirates, since he's pick number two,
They not failures, but they are successes.
Speaking about the Orlando Pirates, this season it was the worst season. Yes, they are number two, but compared to the last season, this one is the worst one. After Mitchell left, then we started to have more problems. We are depending on other teams to make us favors. I don't think it's a successful season because we failed, so this season is the worst season.
Orlando Pirates seasons, it's mixed of emotions, first of all. There were no unit in the team. The structure was not there.
Success.
English and black people
like
not friends.
Name of a porn movie, bro.
Success.
Ooh, loved that so much.
Oh man,
when we listened to that, we were like, what? Success.
That's beautiful.
It is an interesting question. I mean, the one guy brought up the fact that ever since Mitro left, there was like kind of people weren't sure in the camp and things changed. But now that there's a new coach, in the PSL at the very least, they're doing very well. We have to give respect where it's due. But they did get knocked out of the Nedbank Cup.
Yeah, which we can touch on a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think if I was a Pirates fan, it's a mixed bag. But it is a very, very... The future looks bright.
Mm.
Very positive. And even more so than when Michi was there. I just think there's just a lot more freedom. There's a lot more unity. And I think the Wits game, when they played the Nedbank Cup, they played Wits, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was absolutely destroyed by the referee. I mean, it was an absolute disgrace what this... which is it, Victor Gomez. I mean... giving that penalty against Makaringa, which was never a penalty. And then he walks to the penalty spot, pointing like he just noticed a free cheeseburger or something.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
It's one of those decisions where you can see he reacted because the players reacted.
Exactly.
Because it clearly hits his chest.
But didn't that come off a penalty not given on the other side of the pitch?
No, that was an extra time, I think. Well, that was just that was an extra time, the penalty. So who went down? Matupa was brought down. Penalty was given,
and then from there became
then Mamele was brought down, which was a penalty. Yeah, they were both penalties.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then Shachwai went to the referee to question what's going on. He gets booked. He's the captain. He can do what the f- he wants.
Mm.
And then it's just typical Victor Gomez, bro. Wants to be the star of the show. He does my head in.
Yeah. So yeah, I do agree. I watched that game and. Honestly speaking, Pirates were kind of, they were, what's the right word? They deserve to go through, man. Like, they played their ass off and it was such an entertaining game, but the officiating there.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's not all doom and gloom. I mean, Godinho comes, scores the winning penalty. What a way to mark your, you know, to stake your presence at Wits.
Yeah.
And when we saw that now. So he is starting in the middle, Shachwai on the right, and it seems to be working. So, well done to Wits.
I think also for touching on Pirates,
yeah.
For me, I think they're still on the same track they were last season.
Because
they finished second last season with, I think, 57 points, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
And if they win the last, 10 games, they'll be on 66. Mm. So that'll be like an improvement to
the previous season.
Yeah. And also, in terms of the goals that they conceded this season and last season at this time, they're on the right track. Like they conceded less this time.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You know? And they're scoring more. So that's
and they're in between goalkeepers.
Yeah.
So that's a good sign.
Yeah. So now it's looking at the team, it's improving, yes. But whether the season's success or not, I believe that it's not. For Orlando Pirates team, it can never be a success when you don't win any trophy.
Yeah.
You know, and you can play beautiful football and entertaining football, crowd coming in, cheering, but at the end of the season, the bragging rights goes to the guys that actually has the trophies. Because I can imagine when the awards are there and no Pirates team is actually at the awards. You know, it's painful for them. And it's going to be worse now because if KZ Chiefs win the league, the whole KZ Chiefs team will be there.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be worse. You know, and last season, the only player I think that was there at the awards, it was Lodge.
Yeah.
You know, nobody else from Pirates. So it's and if you go back again, it's always one of those things. And I think they need to come back to winning trophies. And from where they are right now with the momentum that they have, of course, it'll be difficult to keep the same momentum even next season. But if they improve on what they have, they'll be a very, very difficult team to beat. Because I think they've got the stronger squad than anybody else.
Title contenders.
Yeah, very, very so. So, but it's just that now with the fans, I agree with the fans that are actually saying, this is not a successful season because of the fact of the matter is there's no trophy in the cabinet.
Yeah.
But entertaining football, yes. But there's no trophy for entertaining football at the end of the season.
Exactly. You
know? So, but I believe that Orlando Pirates are on the right track. They just need to fight for second position and build from there. I mean, second position, that's where they were last season. Just build from there. Just build from there. And what's important as well, it's also to add numbers where you actually need, like, if they have to add on numbers, let them add on the strikers.
Yeah.
Like, Gabba is doing very great right now. They need to add on maybe same characteristics as Gabba because that's how they play, they rely, they don't need a target man. Whenever they have a target man, it becomes a struggle because you're losing that fluidity in front with Lodge and Memela making those runs. So you need a striker that is very mobile. So I'm sure they've got a smart coach, and Orlando Pirates it's a big team, and they know exactly what they're doing. But if Kaizer Chiefs win the league this season, I think it'll open so many eyes from Orlando Pirates side as well. What is it that they need to do from SuperSport as well, from Mamelodi Sundowns, so it'll be the wake-up call. So it'll be great. If Kaizer Chiefs win the league, it'll be great for the PSL.
Re-up, pole position. Pole position. Pole position is where we ask on Facebook of our fans their opinion on a certain topic. And we asked you guys, should Itumeleng Khune make his return to the Kaizer Chiefs starting 11, especially after Ekpeyi's miserable time against Maritzburg United? Here's what you had to say.
I'm an Orlando Pirates fan. So once they bring Khune who doesn't have form, then they lost the league.
We started this season very powerful because of him, while Itumeleng Khune was not around. So as a true fan of Kaizer Chiefs, I suggest and advise that Ekpeyi must be on the first 11.
Itumeleng Khune must return to the starting lineup. The problem here is the coach. The coach wants to prove a point that he can win the league without Khune.
Itumeleng Khune should get a chance, you know.
About Daniel Ekpeyi, I think we shouldn't have waited for him to make a mistake before benching. We've seen so many things. If you do know football, the guy likes the goalkeeping basics. Now that Khune is back, he must go back straight to the starting lineup.
The goalkeeping department is under fire. Daniel is being let down by his defenders. They're not organized.
I don't think it's the right time for Itumeleng Khune to return back to the starting position.
So, one thing that we didn't touch on when we spoke about the Maritzburg Chiefs game is Ekpeyi's mistakes in that match. He had a couple shocking ones, one that directly led to a goal.
Yeah.
And brought up the question, Khune's fit again, does he return?
It's such a big conversation. You know, I've been there and my first instinct is no, you stick with Ekpeyi. That's my first answer to that.
Yeah.
It was a very bad mistake. If it happens again, then yes, for sure. I believe so. I think he's been instrumental over the past 10, 15 games in getting Chiefs where they are. He did make a few errors when he first arrived. So you're like, oof, a little bit shaky, a little bit nervy. Like, what have we done? But he cemented his spot. This is no disrespect to Itu. Itu is a world-class keeper. We know that.
Yep.
Unfortunately, being a goalkeeper, it comes with its own territory in terms of being patient, losing your spot, fighting for your spot. And Itu's only been back 2-3 weeks. So I can speak for days on this. My initial instinct is give Daniel another 2-3 games.
Mm.
That's my opinion.
Yeah, it's just that it comes out like Itu's actually supporting Ekpeyi. Maybe I'm reading this out of context. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, taking nothing away from Itu and what he means to Kaizer Chiefs and what he has achieved as well.
Mm-hmm.
But now here comes the boy that made a mistake, and looking at where the team is and looking at the games that actually saved the team to be where they are, like Sean has said. Now you come to point where he actually makes a mistake. Now there's a whole lot of halabahoo about Itu coming back. So here's what Itu's saying. I think it boils down to confidence. The more I keep working hard at training, the more I will convince the coaches that I deserve to be back in the team.
Mm.
I deserve to be back in the team.
Mm.
That line on its own, it's, you're not supporting your fellow goalkeeper. You know, instead of coming out, because you must understand you're a leader. You're the captain of the team. Mm. This just happened. There's this fire. You need to put it out. You need to say that, guys, he made a mistake. We need to back him up. As people do make mistakes. Goalkeepers does make mistakes. Those were the things that you speak about. You can't be saying, like, I need to convince the coach that I do deserve
what you're saying, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like, it's not about you.
Mm.
So now he makes it about him now. And that's my problem.
Mm.
Like, we all make mistakes. It's just that Kaizer Chiefs fans, they prefer losing a game with Itu in the polls than preferring losing a game with somebody else.
We start off with a pole position. Pole position. So you guys got to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and most importantly, Facebook, because every now and then we throw a question on Facebook asking you about a topic that is being discussed in local football. This week we asked you guys, who is in the driver's seat in the PSL right now? And this is what you had to say.
Sundowns. Reason being, they are consistent.
7 points gap is not a sufficient gap for one team to say that they are in control.
I am a Sundowns supporter, but I put my money on Kaizer Chiefs this time.
Kaizer Chiefs might clinch it. They still have a chance of winning it.
Chiefs. Slowly, I want to tell you my drop. And in Bonoguti, coach, Opito Musimane, also a title advantage, Lega A7DC against the Kaizer Chiefs.
So, interesting stuff. I love the one who is like, I'm a Sundowns fan, but I'm putting my money on Chiefs.
He's not really a Sundowns fan.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
He's not really a Sundowns fan.
I mean, he's 7 points behind with 2 games in hand. You can catch up. Like, have faith in the boys. But looking at the remaining fixtures, Chiefs have Vits next week. Next month, they have Sundowns and Vits again. And we know Chiefs struggle against the smaller teams. They still have trips to Celtic and Polokwane. Sundowns have a similarly difficult one. Pirates next week. Highlands and Kaizer Chiefs next month, along with Maritzburg United. As we said, Sundowns are within striking distance. Who do you guys rate is in control of the league right now?
Well, there's no easy games. Let's put it that way. Let's start off with that. There's no easy games. I think you say Chiefs are playing Polokwane away the last game. I mean, they'll be fighting for their life.
Yeah, relegation battle.
Oh, man. So, my opinion, I mean, just judging from... Look, I mean, Chiefs, that loss over the weekend wasn't good. They should have won, for sure. They had the opportunities to win, for sure. The importance of losing Katsanda, I don't know how long he's out for. I don't think it's as long as everyone thinks. But the way him and Maluleka have sort of operated that midfield and how Katsanda was missed, that's a big concern for Chiefs.
Definitely.
I would say Sundowns, to be honest. That's my gut feel. I think there's too much quality in the team. There's too much experience. Now that they're out of the Champions League, they can fully focus on the league, which I think could be a blessing for this season. And I think especially for Pitso.
Yeah, especially since they're also in Nedbank Cup still. So
yeah, absolutely.
It eases up their schedule.
Yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely. So I'm going to go with Sundowns. Teko Madise.
How are you?
Yes, good and you, my friend.
Alles goed.
Magic.
I'll go with Sundowns, maybe in here, just because they've got experience of being here before. Mm-hmm. And 7 points is nothing because there were two games in hand. And I feel like Kaizer Chiefs, whenever they had an opportunity to actually increase the lead, they always mess it up. Mm-hmm. And of course, there's pressure and all that stuff, like you said, Katsanda not being there. And also, you're looking at the players at Kaizer Chiefs. Have they been exposed to such pressure before? Mm-hmm. No. Then you find Mamelodi Sundowns that are just bought out of the Champions League. Now there was pressure. Those are the games. They know exactly that every game for them right now, it's a cup final. Yeah. If they win today, people actually realize, you know, the dynamics of the log, actually, that Kaizer Chiefs, I mean, Sundowns actually are in control. And you might find that, you might see if they're going the way that they are, and if Sundowns win the two games in hand, there's 1 point.
Yeah.
You might find out now it goes down to the game they played against, they want to play against Kaizer Chiefs next month on the 15th. That's when you realize, okay, sharp, whoever wins there maybe might be the person that actually wins
there. Yeah.
Because once Sundowns has that momentum, it's done. Mm-hmm. You know, and now because of, like you said, now they're back, the focus now is locally. So now they want to actually redeem themselves. They know for the fact that the Champions League is going, okay, guys, what is it that we need to do? We need to be back in the Champions League again.
Yeah.
For us to be there, we need to win the league. So that's Sundowns.
And how do we do that? Yeah. I mean, he's gone on record saying that, but he's already signed 3 players that no one knows about for next season as
which
is interesting. So,
you see, because he's planning to...
For the future.
For the future. And he wants to be also in the Champions League as well. And Kaizer Chiefs, we'll come back to the point where we're saying, the depth within the team, it's not enough. Now Katsanda is out. Now we're speaking of one player. Mm-hmm. And this is a guy that actually doesn't score goals, but he actually makes sure that he is selfless on the pitch. He makes sure that everybody else shines. It's Sundowns, if Kekan is out, Jali's there. If Jali's out, Mabunde's there. Mabunde's out, Siyabi's there. So there's quality and there's depth within the team. So I don't think Sundowns will struggle with this.
You know, and don't forget this ban that's been imposed or hasn't really, you know, it hasn't cemented itself yet. But if that goes through, you know, that's also playing on the management and players' mind already.
Do you want to be in Champions League when you can't sign players?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And it's such an interesting position that you see Chiefs in because they've done the double over Pirates. They've beaten Sundowns twice this season already. I think it was MTN 8 and... not MTN, Telkom Knockout. Yep. And no, I'm lying. It was PSL and that little...
No, Telkom, they won. They won the Telkom.
Yeah, yeah. It was Sundowns and Chiefs. They have that little one-on-one...
Shield what?
Shield... Shell... Phoenix Cup, yeah.
Shield.
Yeah.
Shell tone.
So they've won twice against Sundowns, but you still go.
If there's any English tutors out there, please.
Shield.
Needs your help.
And so it's a very strange position, because there's almost a part of me that sees Chiefs beating the big teams and losing to Celtic and Polokwane.
I've got the same feeling. I agree. Yeah. So big match temperament.
Exactly.
That's what it comes down to.
And that is how we wrap up this edition of The Car Wash. We'll be bringing you more original Car Wash content very, very soon. We're working on our options. For now, though, this is obviously a health and safety issue. So stay safe, wash your hands, don't touch your face, avoid public spaces as much as you can. I've been your host, Slu Paho. Sean and Teko, miss you guys. Otherwise, have a fantastic day. Cheers.
Today is a great day for a car wash.
Yeah, sure. Car wash. This is The Car Wash on Sokola Duma Radio. This is a Hlangana Corner.